Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to one of my favorite people, one of the great Brain Trust members that we've ever found. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, is right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We got, I think probably next month or the month after, we'll be celebrating his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. That makes him a founding, original founding member of the Brain Trust. He is one of the top profit experts on the planet. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay and Achieving World-Class Profit Improvement. He is the Profit Pro. Steve Martin, welcome back.
Jim, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. But now, Steve, I'm a little concerned about you, though. I feel like you've gone over, like maybe, you know, you've gone off your rocker a little bit. I'm not sure what's going on. But if I understand correctly, you actually want to talk about cutting costs too much. I mean, all these years, you've talked to us about how to squeeze a nickel out of a dime or a dime out of a nickel, I should say, and making things last and all the different hundreds, maybe thousands of ways you taught us how to cut costs and make more profit. Now you're saying we may have gone too far? Tell me it ain't so.
Well, it is so, Jim, and the underlying message with all of my cost reduction discussions over the years has really been you've got to adjust your cost to the right level, and that means you should not cut too far. And I know particularly during this recession, people have had to take some pretty draconian measures to survive. And with the economy improving a little bit, it's time to step back and say, ask yourself the question, have I cut too deeply? Is it now time to readjust my spending levels?
Let me tell you a quick story, Steve. When my dad, who's gone now, was no philosopher. He was a blue-collar guy, but he would come up with some things. I still think about things he taught me, and I don't even think he realized what he was doing. But we lived on a farm, and I was in charge of the livestock. I fed the livestock, and I knew how much we fed our livestock. We kept in the wintertime, we made sure our livestock had plenty to eat. So he and I were driving by a neighbor's house, an older guy, and he had a bigger herd of cattle than we did. And I could tell he was walking to those to feed his cattle with a lot smaller bucket than I carried our feed to our cattle with. And I said, Dad, why is Mr. Will, he doesn't look like he's feeding his cows very much. I was just a little kid, you know. And he looked at me, he said, Son, you can't starve a prophet out of your herd.
Boy, what wisdom.
You know what? Think about that. And I was probably 14 years old when he told me that. I've never forgotten that. He said, you can't starve a prophet out of your herd. Now, what about that for a railroad engineer / farmer? That's pretty good wisdom, wasn't it?
I think that's excellent wisdom. And talk about being a philosopher and a good business person. That's excellent advice.
And yeah.
And that's the reality of it. If you cut your resources too deeply, you'll lose your means of production.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it affects everything, doesn't it? It can affect the morale of your people. It can create deferred maintenance that can hurt things down the road. There's lots of things that it could trigger, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. And of course, one of the things where it's really showing up now is that people cut their marketing budgets back very, very quickly. And I know we've all seen that, and we see the results of it. And, you know, at some point you may have to cut back just to make the bottom line work for some period of time. But now that the businesses and the markets are expanding a little bit, this is the time where you have to readjust your marketing budgets and start spending more, or you're going to lose your customers to your competition.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, well, you know, back in the fall of 08 and for most of 09, a lot of cutting was done out of fear. We did not know how bad things were going to get. People, and I know a lot of big companies, Steve, went ahead and cut. They cut too much. In fact, I've had some of them to admit to me that they cut too much. For one reason, they didn't know if they were doing enough. They wanted to err on the other side. And since everybody was cutting, they could get away with it. And I know some companies are reaping that whirlwind right now. So when we come back after these messages, we're going to get Steve to help us make sure that we figure out how to cut and when to invest. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.